Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey in your area. I'd like to include your opinion. You have a few minutes to conduct the survey.
Do you get a bonus if you get a lot of surveys?
At least my first one will be the icebreaker if you're willing to go and continue with our survey.
How long does it take?
I'm going to be honest with you, ma'am. I just read it myself, and it's pretty long. It's got a lot to do about basically information about banks. So I don't
about
know.
Banks?
Yeah.
Do
I mean,
I have
that's
to
what...
personal?
Mm-hmm. You have
do
to
I
what now?
Is there any personal information?
Really? Honestly, like this one right here, the first one says, which of the following best describes you? Are you a student? Are you retired? You're currently employed? Are you currently unemployed? You're working full-time, part-time, or you seek an employment?
I work full-time.
Oh, that's great. The other question is, are you or any member of your household currently employed in any of the following type of occupations, like professional services, trade services, electrical or plumbing, construction, building, non-profit government, commercial, real estate, development, healthcare, manufacturing, banking, retail,
no,
restaurant.
I'm in healthcare.
Which one? Professional services?
I'm in healthcare. I do home health aid.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what country do you, what country, what county? Oh my God, I'm watching, I'm seeing double. What county do you live in? I have Bradford, Cameron, Lycoming.
Lycoming,
okay. Awesome. Let's see. And which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Welcome a new child into the household, started a new job, purchased a new car, declared bankruptcy, opened a new checking account, started a business, opened a savings account, opened a new credit card, bought a new home
a credit card this year.
Okay, let's go with that one then. Thank you very much for your answer. And which of the following best describes your age? 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, or 58 to 77?
21 to 40.
Okay, and let's see. Are you, of course, give me 1 second, how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? Would you say you are the key?
Completely responsible.
You're the key master maker. All right. And what do you look for in a bank? What trades or benefits that interest you when you look for a bank?
I think my favorite feature with my bank is that I can do mobile deposit on my check, so I don't have to run to the bank to cash my paycheck.
Oh, so, okay, so you say one of your favorite features is that you can do everything online, basically, right?
Yep.
Not have to go and wait on them long lines.
Yep, makes it easy peasy. And I can do it in the middle, if that's in the middle of the night or no, whatever time on the weekend, it doesn't matter.
All right, great answer. And let me see, just because I have to correct my spelling here. Sorry to be a little slow in the typing. Now, which of the following do you currently have? You say you had a checking account. Do you have a saving?
I have a checking account.
Okay. Any other type of account? You said credit card, right? Other type of services from the bank that you have that you'd like to share with us? Because there's a lot of options, unless you want me to read the options here.
With my bank right now, I just have the checking account. I have two checking accounts with them.
Okay. Great to hear. Now, your primary bank will be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Would you say 2 to 5, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or over 30 years?
I'd say 6 to 10.
Okay. This survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that you come that comes to mind?
Top 5 in my area, probably M&T Bank, I guess First Commonwealth Bank, Chime. I guess that's not local, that's all over. Yeah, Jersey Shore, State Bank, and then Muncie Bank and Trust Company. Is that 5?
Yes, yes, it is, as a matter of fact. All right, great. 5-star. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All right, great. And of course, all these banks are that you have heard of. Yeah, these banks, which of the following banks have you heard of? Fulton Bank, the ones that are that you're not really too do any business. Which one's the one? I have Fulton, Penn Community, Woodland, Meriden Bank, Chemung Canal Trust Company, QNB Bank, CNN, formerly known.
I've heard of Fulton. All the other ones you said, I have not. Or I've heard of Fulton and Woodlands, but I have not heard of any of the other ones.
Okay. And which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Fulton, Woodland, 5-Star, First National, Jersey Shore, Standard Bank, or First Commonwealth?
I'm with First Commonwealth.
Okay. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today? Oh, first time. It's the only answer I have. I'm sorry for that. I just have to read it out loud. If making the choice today, which banks would you consider? Would you consider Fulton, Woodlands, 5-Star, First National, Jersey, Santander?
Considering to use?
If making the choice today, yeah. Besides the one you already have, if making the choice today, which ones would you consider banking with?
You know, I have thought about changing to PNC Bank. I'm not sure the whole name, PNC. I've heard good things about them. If I were to ever change, that's probably who I'd check with first.
Okay, let me read you these. This list here, it says, if making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use? All I have as choices here, and if it's not there, you let me know. Fulton, Woodlands, 5-Star, First National, Jersey Shore, Santander Bank, and First Commonwealth Bank.
I'd say First Commonwealth.
Okay. And why do you prefer this bank?
I guess I've just been with them for a while. I love their mobile banking. That's my favorite part, the mobile banking.
Thank you for that for a while. All right. More stuff because of the mobile banking. Okay, let's see. Now, which, if any, banks would you avoid? You can choose any of them and as many as you like. Fulton Bank, Woodland Bank, 5-Star, First National Bank, Jersey Shore, Santander Bank.
I would probably, did you say Woodland?
Yes.
I would avoid them because my best friend used to have Woodlands Bank, and I used to pick her up from the bank crying all the time. She was always having all these secret fees and all this stuff. So I would avoid them.
Oh, Oh, because they would, right, like I had this one time they were telling me that they're charging me extra for the use of an ATM. And I was like,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, hidden fees. Hidden fees.
Yeah, and I think they have really big overdraft fees.
All right, thank you very much for your answer. We're at, actually, let me see, with this answer, we're at 35%. So let's see if we can try to move on a little faster. Okay, I'm sorry for being kind of slow in the reading. For which bank?
I'm packing up right now for a move.
Okay,
all right. The phone wasn't working.
Good to know, good to know. Now, for which bank have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads. You've seen online or on your phone, as well as traditional print, you know, television, radio, or billboards. You've seen advertising in every store regarding Fulton, Woodland, Five Star, First National, Jersey Shore, Standard Bank, or First Commonwealth. Which of these banks you've seen more advertising from?
I don't ever really see advertising for banks, honestly. I guess that's not pushed to my demographic. Online or anything.
Right, it's something that doesn't really draw your attention if in case they were to pop up, right?
Right. I wouldn't really be paying attention to them because I just love.
Now I'm gonna read you a list. For every list, you just tell me the following banks that would fall under this category, because knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything. You know, what bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? Like best charitable support locally. Which bank would you consider that does that or best categorizes that? That statement. I have the banks or names are Fulton, Woodland Bank, Five Star Bank, First National Bank of PA, Jersey Shore State Bank, Santander, and First Commonwealth.
You know, I'm not sure. I guess I don't really keep up on that.
No, that's fine.
Down here right. Bought a part, but.
Now, if none of them don't apply, just say, yeah, none of them. Or if you do have a favor that you had, you can associate the statement with, let me know, okay? The one says most banking expertise in your area.
Okay.
Which bank would that fall under? Most banking expertise in your area? Fulton, Woodland, Five Star, First National, Jersey, Santander, or First Commonwealth?
I would say First Commonwealth. It's a very popular in our area.
Good to know. And the statement says most helpful banking personnel.
I would say again First Commonwealth.
Thank you. Most up to date with technology. Well, we can't argue there. You already pointed that out like three times.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Most trustworthy. And if you're doing this online, I'm very sure you're very, very trustworthy over this bank doing everything online.
Absolutely.
Okay. Most personalized service. For same First Commonwealth.
Yep.
Best reputation in your area.
I would again say First Commonwealth. They're very popular around here.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Does any of these differ from First Commonwealth? Just tell me what bank you feel more associated with. Best rates, great programs for youth, best local connections, easiest to work with, having convenient branch locations, and quickest access to loans.
That's definitely First Commonwealth.
Thank you for your answer. Thank you very much. Let's see how far we can get with this. Yeah, I want to see how far we're going to get with this answer. And we're at, this one's going to be tough. We're at 45%, almost halfway. Just evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important. It's a big category, but you see if you can keep up with me, okay?
Okay.
This guy's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 categories. We got to put in order. Has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATM, online bill paying? That would be your first choice, I imagine.
Online bill? or well, no, my first is definitely a mobile deposit.
Mobile
deposit.
Being
able to take a picture of my check and upload it.
That would be this category. Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
That's most important to me.
Okay. Now, from there on, it says offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education. The second one is teaches youth responsible finance habits through your programs, to youth programs. Offers process tools and advices to protect you and your finances from fraud. Offers opportunities to lock at great rates on up to 3 home equity loans. It says it has wealth management and retirement products, has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses. Offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future. Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. And gives back and helps support the communities and services through volunteer work and financial support. Now, these are the categories that are available. As far as I can see from your first two choices, we talked about online digital tools. Easy, you know, banking services. The rest is, I would need you to help me. How would you rate, like, put them in order? Yeah.
I would say I
in the order that I read them to you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's important for them to give back, the category about giving back to the community.
To the community,
that's
right, okay.
That
part.
I guess giving out, yeah, being able to do loans.
Okay.
What were the other categories?
Offers financial wellness tools, like credit monitors and financial education.
Oh,
teaches
yep,
youth. That's a good one.
That
there. Offers financial.
That's the next important one.
Okay. Offers processes, tools, and advices to protect you and your finances from fraud. Teaches youth responsible finance, what is that, the finance, and advisors to protect, offers opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses, offers products and services to help you invest wisely.
You had said one about fraud. Uh-huh. I would say the one about fraud next, and then after that, investing wisely.
Okay.
Whatever you said about that.
Right. Yeah, teaches you responsible finance habits through youth. Well, these are for youth programs. Has product services to help people start and grow small businesses. Offers product service to help you invest wisely for the future. That one. Yeah, okay. Got it. Okay. Okay, let's see if we can continue on. And which one bank do you most associate the following message with? If it's First Commonwealth, since it's the only bank or one of the banks that's common to you in your community, let me know if it would change your answer. Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus. Would you associate that with this First Commonwealth Bank, with any other bank, or you wouldn't associate it with neither bank?
I haven't heard anything about that recently,
right.
So I wouldn't associate it.
I know. I heard about hiring bonuses, but not bank. How's
yeah.
that giving away money, right?
Right.
All right, so, the next one says, has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses. Would you associate it with that help? First Commonwealth Bank, any other bank, or none of the banks?
First Common.
Okay. Offers products and services to help you invest wisely for the future.
Yep, First Common.
Commonwealth, okay. Offers opportunities to look in great rates, to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans.
I wouldn't associate that with any of them.
Thank you. The following says, has wealth management and retirement products.
First Commonwealth.
Let's see. Has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay? Definitely our bank. First Commonwealth,
yep.
Right?
First okay. Commonwealth.
Provides easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools?
First Commonwealth.
Thank you. Offers processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud. Okay, we only have three more categories. Everything I believe, like you just said, is First Commonwealth, but I do need you to word it out because I can't just answer anything for you, even though we
right.
agree kind of, right? So offers right. financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education.
Yep, First Commonwealth.
Okay. Teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs.
I wouldn't associate that with any of them. I haven't heard of
any of them. Never really heard of youth programs in the bank.
Yeah. Not
okay.
any. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. It says gives back and helps support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support.
First Commonwealth.
Thank you. All right. Now, we're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area. Please describe, in your own words, let's see, specifically what makes it different than other banks in the area. Though, describe.
They have kind employees. They have, they have the mobile deposits, which I love, and they have easy to access ATMs.
Okay. Alrighty then, let's see access. I just have to make sure I have this spelled right. I'm sorry for that. Okay. All right, great. So we're almost done, really, honestly. Let's see. Which of these objectives would you associate with for each one or the following, please indicate where this brand falls on the continuum. I believe it's a category of 0 to 10. Untrustworthy being 10, trustworthy being 0, and any number in between. Sophisticated, see here.
I'm sorry, could you tell me that again? What am I giving numbers for? Sophisticated and or
right. Yeah. It says which of these objectives would you associate with in the bank for which of the following please indicate where this brand falls on the continuum. Trustworthy or untrustworthy. Uh-huh, right. So you wanna you guys from 0 to 10. Trustworthy being 0, untrustworthy. Now, I'm not sure what the question is here, but I guess the first words would determine what you want to choose, if it's really like Luke, hot, warm, or not cold, or cold at all. So would you say trustworthy, untrustworthy from 0 to 10?
For my bank, I would say 0. They're very trustworthy.
Very trustworthy, okay. Sophisticated or unsophisticated?
They are sophisticated. 0.
And antiquated, technology-oriented?
Yes.
Okay, there's everything. I mean, these are the top ranks, which is 0, right?
Right.
Technology-oriented.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get that, okay. Incompetent or experts?
Experts.
Stuck in the past or innovative?
They are innovative.
Would you consider this bank to be old-fashioned or vibrant?
Vibrant.
Caring or treats you like a number?
Caring.
Okay. Initiative, they take initiative and or attentive. I'm sorry.
They-
I'm sorry, the word is inattentive or attentive. Wow.
They are attentive.
Attentive, definitely, okay. Profit, they look out for their profit only, or they're looking in keeping in mind the community,
They're looking out for, put that one in the middle.
Okay.
Capitalism is a
bit. Your answer. Now, we have just a few questions to help us classify your responses. How long have you lived in Pennsylvania or the New York area? Mm-hmm.
I have lived here my whole life, 25 years.
Okay, great. Congratulations for that, ma'am. And let's see. Which of the following best describes your household income? Less than 35K, 35K, but less than 50K, or 50K, but less than 100K, 100K, but less than 150K, 150K, but less than 200K, or 200K, but less than 250K, or would you say 250K or more?
Is there a prefer not to answer?
Honestly, I don't have a, even if they were to tell me, don't tell them you have one, but in this case, I really don't. Yeah, I don't. And this would be probably like the last two questions, honestly. We're at 91%.
Okay. I would do, did you say under 35K?
Yes, less than 35K.
Yeah.
Or 35K, but less than 50K. Less than 35?
Under. Less than 35.
Right. Yeah. And do you have any children that live with you under the age of 18 in your household? Okay. Are you married, domestic part? You have a domestic partnership, you're single, you're engaged, or other?
I am single.
Uh-huh. And which of the following best describes your highest level of education?
I got my GED, high school diploma equivalent.
Congratulations, ma'am. And, of course, you consider yourself or describe your race as white, Caucasian, African-American, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
For classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be of Latino or Hispanic origin?
Nope.
And this will conclude our survey. Want to really thank you for participating. Let me click on the last one. Thank you once again for your help. Your options or your opinion is very important, and they will be used for statistical purposes only and research purposes, okay?
Awesome.
Thank you very much for your participation. It was really nice talking to you. Thank you for making my... Well, actually, I didn't get the icebreaker, but I got the first one.
Good. Well,
all
once
right,
you get the first
you.
One, just come rolling in.
The next
Good
one
luck.
Just come rolling in. There you go. That's thank you very much for your optimism. You have yourself a good evening. Thank you for your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.